Thanks for joining my Stained Glass Spirituality Fun Fest. Wishing you all peace, love, and happiness. The world is changing. Why don't you? To have a meaningful relationship with another person, you need to be able to be yourself, to be vulnerable. And that is not always a good thing. Love takes away your personal freedom. It is easy enough to see how love and hate can coexist in cases of unreciprocated love. And you can still hate a person you love, even when your love is reciprocated. And even when you have an overall thriving relationship with them. This is one of the things that is illogical about love and love relationships, whether romantic or not. The most obvious scenario in which you hate and love a person at the same time is one in which your love is not reciprocated. If you think you're basically a lovable person, it can be hard to comprehend that someone you love might not love you. Having an actual we spend time together relationship with another person on the basis of love requires giving up a little of your self-sufficiency and personal freedom. When you have a relationship with another person, there will inevitably be times when you need to set aside your own personal preferences and heed the wishes or needs of the other. Sometimes you may need to find a middle ground. If my partner wants to watch 3 movies and I only have enough energy to watch 1, we may end up watching 2. Meeting the other person halfway also entails giving up some of your personal freedom. If you see your significant other as the reason for your loss of personal freedom, you may hate them a little or a lot, like sacrifice or punishment. We can hurt a person who is vulnerable considerably more than a person who has their guard up all the time. That is part of what it means to be vulnerable, because vulnerability increases the chance that you might get hurt. Being vulnerable can be scary, risky business. Ambivalence is what happens when love and hate blend together. In functional relationships, the ambivalence tends to be short-lived. The love outdoes the hate, but ambivalence lasts longer whenever 2 emotions or desires genuinely compete. Kind of like feeling you are attracted to and feeling repulsed by the person you just started seeing. You know, that thin line. Love can turn to hate in a matter of minutes, seconds, moments. This makes a lot of sense when we look at how the brain processes love and hate. Hate and love thus both seem to be involved in the neural processing of what is sometimes referred to as the arousal effect of emotion. This is a technical term. Arousal can also be negative. It seems that an emotion with a high arousal effect can quickly turn from positive love to negative hate. That thin line will send us downhill again and again. We hardly ever see it coming. Intense love can seem so lasting and forever that it's almost surrealistic when we realize how quickly it can turn into hate. Take care of you. I love you. You love you. You are so amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, universe, gods, spirits, angels, guides. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, the wisdom to know the difference between right and wrong, as well as love and hate. to live every day like it may be my last, and enjoying one moment at a time. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Until we meet again.